Most musical groups consist of just a small handful of musicians, not the March 4th marching band. The Portland organ-based band consists of about 30 performers and tours with about 20. The group is high energy. All of the performers squeeze onto a stage or play in a crowd. Besides the drummers and the trumpet players, men and women dance around on stilts, weaving their way effortlessly between amps, microphones, cables, and the audience. I caught up with bandleader John Averill after one of their shows at this year's Wakarusa Festival. He told me about the group's start.
Myself and a couple other friends of mine put the band together for a Mardi Gras party 9 years ago, and the date of the party was March 4th. It was a Fat Tuesday party, and it was March 4th was the date, so we just named the band after the date of the party. We learned like seven songs and just played them, three practices.
The group is reminiscent of a New Orleans line band. They march, they draw a crowd, and then they stop and celebrate alongside their audience. Then it's just a big party.
The inspiration for the band was to put together kind of a New Orleans second line, kind of Mardi Gras, just fun party street band, really. But in Portland, yeah. Well, Portland needs more reasons to party. You know, New Orleans, they just party all the time, you know. It's great. The weather in the south is a lot nicer, more conducive to going down the street and carousing. In Portland, in the wintertime, it's cold and it's rainy, so we really need to create, you know, events and go to concerts and stuff like that to just kind of keep your sanity.
The performance looks so well practiced. Averill described the group.
Basically, I've got a tour with eight horns, which is three saxes, three trombones, and two trumpets. And then we have five drummers, percussionists that make up a drum kit. You know, instead of having a standard drum kit, everybody has a drum, carries it. And I play electric bass and saxophone player. Barry Sax plays guitar as well. And then we have three or four stilt walkers and dancers.
With so many personalities in the band, I wondered how they all got along when they spend most of their time on a bus. Here's Averill, the band leader again.
I think people are pretty good at about keeping themselves in check. It's just, there's not a lot of room on the bus for big egos or, you know, people having problems, you know, and it's, if you're having a bad day, you just kind of keep to yourself and, you know, there's no room for drama on the bus, really. So the energy that we bottle up on the bus, we explode it on the stage. You know, that's our release. That's like why we're doing this. Because sometimes when you're traveling for 2-3 days with no shows, you know, trying to get some all the way across the country, you kind of forget why you're doing it. I'm trapped on a bus with 23 people, you know, and so people get on stage and it's like, oh yeah, that's why we're doing this. We're on tour and we're a band and this is our release.
Every one of the band members looks different, yet they all look relatable. A girl on stilts had a feather in her band hat. A guy playing three drums was wearing pants that looked like they belonged to Beetlejuice. Another man was wearing shiny silver pants and a tall, fluffy, cloud-like white band hat. The group mostly designs their own costumes. One of their trombonists, Anthony Mead, described their look.
We kind of try to aim for something resembling marching band or burlesque or something like that. But as you can see, I only have like a marching band jacket. The rest of everything else is just like sunglasses and like glitter.
The group is on tour with a stop in St. Louis tonight and shows in Illinois and the Midwest for the next few days. Bandleader Averill said he prefers going into a studio right after touring, but added that the group wasn't working on any new albums. Their most recent album was released in October, entitled Magnificent Beast. Averill told me about the current situation.
Some different things have to happen. Like, we're still self-managed. Like, we have a booking agent, but we don't have, like, you know, proper management, people outside the band who can really help us, like, open up opportunities for us, like licensing or getting into, you know, getting your music on, you know, getting airplay, getting on a, you know, like a late night talk show. Some sort of massive national media exposure would help this band, and a good manager creates those kind of, you know, alternative income streams for a band. It's a struggle right now, so I don't think I want to record a new album until we've got real management, because this last one, we put it out ourselves and we hired a PR firm to like release it, and we had a few reviews, but it was, it ends up mostly being another piece of merch that we sell. We've got like 3 or 4 CDs now, and I'd like the next one to have a little bit more of a plan.
The March 4th Marching Band gathered near some vendor booths Saturday evening at Wakarusa. They played about 2 songs in a growing crowd, catching them between stages. A woman was walking around with a basket of the group's CDs. The band is known for doing spontaneous performances and appearing almost out of nowhere. During Friday's costume contest, the group led contestants through the festival and formed a parade. Here's Anthony Mead.
Around 7 o'clock, we marched around the middle of the pavilion-ish area. I guess there was like a costume contest that we were kind of like parading into the whatever. And I love those gigs the best, because like we just get somewhere, we get a bunch of people following us, stop, and then it turns into a big circle and people just going crazy. And I don't know, it's like this whole crazy tribal whatever like dance party out in the middle of a space. That's cool.
And that's really all the group was, a group of different performers, all with smiles, dancing, and singing along with an audience. For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.